Blog Talk Radio.
How's that? Oh my goodness. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. And my resident teacher, the Holy Spirit of God, is teaching me tonight how much God wants to restore my life. I receive this seed of the uncompromised word of God planted in my heart, and I declare I reap a hundredfold return in Jesus' mighty name. You are the thief devil. And Jesus is the good shepherd. Amen. And he's making you pay us back seven times. And double for the shame. Hallelujah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good evening, Sunday and Roger. Love you guys. And Tracy are not here yet, but Sunday and Roger, they are. I love that. Oops. Amen. Oops. There we go.
Thank you.
Julie, be restored. All of my health will come back to me. All of my money will come back to me. I will be restored financially. All of my kids will come back to me. I will be restored in my family. I will be restored in my body. I'll be restored in my mind. Well, that was kind of an abrupt ending to that session, huh? All right. Well, here we go on to the next one. Good message, though, isn't it? It's just a good refreshing, rebuilding message here, I think. Is this the one we just listened to? Just a refresher of God's goodness. I love it. And I love how he said, as God cleans you up, your motives and desires change. And boy, isn't that the truth. And I love that. Okay, here we go. Because it apparently is taking off without me. So I'm going to move us a little bit ahead past this again. And like I said, I'm not entirely sure this isn't the one we just listened to. Yeah. Okay, that is the one we just listened to. Let's go to, I don't have this set up very well, actually. Oh, don't give me a hard time here. I'll get it. That's the other one. Sounds like I have a serious lag going here, too. Hmm. My goodness. Okay, let's try this.
Uphold me with your generous spirit.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to try to advance to the next one without having to go through everything we did. Isn't this a great teaching, though? I love the God of details, and that is so true. Pastor and I have been putting together a thing. Remember, we have the community of faith testimonies of miracles page for the community of faith, and it's a place where you can go and give your testimonies of the amazing things God is doing in your life, because we need to write these things down and remember them, and they encourage people. So anyways, this last year for Pastor and I has been really a pretty, amazing year for us in all of the things that he's done. So we have been writing these things down, and it is amazing to see all of the details that God has put together in our life. It just is amazing. And so we've been writing those things down, and he does care even about the little things. And we just need to always remember that. He's always working on our behalf. Okay, here we go. Next. Part 3. I'm going to move us ahead again past the advertisement part. Here we go. Oh my goodness. Okay, same one again. I don't know why this is not transferring. All of these to YouTube, but it's just not. Well, maybe it doesn't need to. Let's try again. Oh my goodness sakes. I apologize, everybody. I do not know why this is not functioning properly, but let's just go way back. We'll just leave it here, and then we're just going to have to watch the ad because it won't let me advance past it in this. So here we go.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, my. Thank you.
So, wow, I think this last session was maybe even the best of all of them. They were all so good, really good, and I think we did make it through all of them, yep. Great, great words. And welcome Richard and Tracy and Audrey and Scott. We love you guys. We're so happy you were able to join us too. And I think I already said hi to Sunday and Roger in the beginning. Love you guys. So, wow, hurt feelings are the result of your own pride. Now, I've heard Dr. Barclay teach us this over and over, and every time I really have to stop myself and ponder, oh my goodness, help me get this. And it really is true. It is, we just have to not let that go there in our lives. Misuse of your mouth can kill you. I know we've talked about that so many times. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Others' words against you, don't let them get inside of you. How true that is. How true that is, because people that you allow that close in your heart, yeah, they do. I don't know if any of you have been there before, but I've been there before where they, you know, you actually, if you let people too close, unworthy people too close in your heart, they will, you'll allow them to lead you astray, off track, control you, fill you with the fear or all kinds of other things that you just wouldn't be. So, wow, be so careful who you let that close to you. These are so many good things he said. Live a life of being grateful. That is, and the forgiveness thing too. I agree, Tracy. That is a challenge. And like you said, you just have to keep reminding yourself when it comes back up every time, I have chosen to forgive, and then just wipe that thought right out of there, because the longer the enemy can keep you pondering on that very thought, well, have you really forgiven him? You still have kind of these feelings here. That's another way that the enemy will try to control you and lead you right back into that. And you're right, Richard. Forgiving yourself is one of the most challenging of the forgiveness things, when you start beating yourself up thinking, oh, how stupid. How could I have done that? Well, we're all learning. We've all made mistakes, and you just have to let it go. And you realize there's an enemy that's working against us all the time. And that's how that happens. It's not that we ever, just a lot of good word. And I still love the thing that he said in the very beginning. Once you receive God, he starts cleaning. How did he say that? He starts cleaning you up from the, yeah, God cleans you up. Your motives and desires begin to change when he begins to clean you up. So, lot of great word tonight. I love it. So now let's do communion. I'm going to read the communion verses. We want to give anyone that's with us tonight or will see this video in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you that opportunity to do that tonight. There is no reason to wait. You don't have to have the Bible memorized. You don't have to be the perfect person. You don't even have to have things in order in your life yet. Once you receive Jesus, those things will start coming. The understanding will start coming. And like Pastor just said tonight, your desires, God will change your desires. The most important thing is knowing that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. It changes your life here. It will definitely change your eternity. You do not want to be here during the tribulation time. Jesus could come back at any moment. The rapture could happen, and you don't want to be left here. And even worse, you don't want to wind up in hell at the end of it. So we'd like, love to have you pray the prayer of salvation, and that's all it takes. That's the beginning step, is receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So we're going to pray that prayer. I'm actually going to put it up on the screen when I get done reading the communion verses. And then you can pray that prayer out loud. We'll all pray it together. And you can read the words, pray it from the very depths of your heart, because it is the decision that changes all of your eternity. So here we go. I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you haven't gotten your communion elements yet, this is the time to get it. Get your bread or crackers and grape juice, because that's what Jesus shared with the disciples. And we are remembering what he did with them. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, which means his redemptive work, what he went through to buy us back until he comes. 27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, this is what Pastor was just talking about, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep, which means dying early. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Anytime you're getting ready to take communion, remember what you're doing it for, because we were sinners and we needed a Savior. Jesus gave his life for us to be saved. And that's what it means to judge yourself and to honor what you're doing this for. So now I'm going to share the screen, and we're going to put up the prayer of salvation. Even if you've prayed this prayer 100 times before or 1,000, it is okay to pray it again. It is never wrong to reestablish in yourself and refresh your spirit and soul with these wonderful words, receiving Jesus. So here we go. Oops, it didn't stretch my screen out far enough. There we go. Here is a prayer of salvation. Now, mind you, this is not the only prayer of salvation. There many are, but what should be included in all of them is recognizing who Jesus is and receiving him. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We're so happy for you. If you have any questions, please contact Pastor and I. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube. I was going to say after the program, but they're actually there now. Or you can go to our webpage, which is samueljcottle.com. That is the Community of Faith webpage there, and our contact information is there. There's some prayers there. There's actually a communion prayer there, too, if you ever want to take communion on your own. You do not have to wait for Easter to be in a church building to take communion. Jesus told us right there in the Bible, as often as you take this, take it in remembrance of me. Whenever, like Pastor said, when you're battling things in your mind with fiery darts the enemy is sending you, you can take communion. If you're battling something in your body physically, you can take communion. Or just to celebrate with God, I love this in the morning during my time with God. I love to take communion then, just to share that special time with Him. So communion is not a restricted thing by any means. You don't have to have a priest delivering it to you. It's between you and Jesus. So please get a hold of us, especially if you have any questions about any of this, if you need understanding on different things. We'll be glad to help answer you. Email us, and we would love to help you walk with us. And we have this wonderful family here that's with us all the time. They're called the Community of Faith. Wonderful, wonderful warriors for Christ that will help you know how to walk out this new Christian life every day too. And we're here every day, so you can be with us anytime. All right, so now we're going to take communion. I'm going to share the screen again, and we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together. Pray the prayer out loud. Here we go. Oh, I didn't scroll up yet. Communion prayer, or New Covenant worship, as it's also called, because that's what it is celebrating the New Covenant in Jesus' blood. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there's nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now, if you take your juice, now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood, filling every part of our very beings. Thank you. Well, there we have it for tonight. Sister Phyllis, are you with us to read closing verses? And then I just, all right. All right. Sure. Amen. Mm-hmm, sure. You're welcome. Thank you for reading it. And now I'm going to share screen again, and I'd like us to pray Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 with Pastor reading out of so many of the Psalms this morning. And we do this every morning. And I just think it's so good for us to have these so deep in us to realize who we are and who God is to us. And like Pastor was saying, having the scriptures that bring life to you, that bring strength to you, these are wonderful for bringing life and strength to you and comfort in knowing who you are and who God is for us. So I'm going to share the screen so we can pray these together. What a perfect way to end. This is how we end our morning programs all the time, too, because it's just so important. So here we go. Psalm 23, declare this boldly over yourself. Here we go. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and hallelujah to that. And here we go to Psalms 91. This is the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. Here we go. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder and trample on savage lions and dragons. And God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Amen. I love that, and doesn't that bring you comfort? It's wonderful. So there we have it for tonight. God bless all of your sleep. Thank you all so much for being here. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for prayer and declarations. And it's a wonderful, empowering time together. Hope you can join us. And we'll see you tonight. God bless your sleep. And bring you dreams and visions of the night. Good night. Love you all. Trying to get back to my screen here. Have a good night, guys. Love you all. Good boy. still hungry? Do you need more to eat?